Hey everybody, Daniel Gregory. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of The Perceptive Photographer. I've been thinking a lot the past week or so about creativity and the nature of creativity and how it drives a lot of our behaviors. Because I think there's points in our lives where we might feel stuck. We might feel like we're creatively stuck. I know in my own life, there's times where I feel like I'm just in this rut where I'm doing the same thing over and over again. And I'm trying to make something more. I'm trying to make something bigger. And yet nothing really seems to move forward with that. And I came across a great quote by Charles Mingus that says, "Creativity is more than just being different. Anybody can plan weird. That's easy. What's hard is to be as simple as Bach. Making the simple, awesomely simple, that's creativity." And that really struck a chord with me as I was thinking about my own creativity and my own creative energy that I put into my photography lately. Because I do think photography, when it's at its best, is really about the simplicity of what's in front of the lens. Because there's only so much you can control when you're framing an image. Even if you're setting it up, even if you're controlling the light, you still don't necessarily control the reaction. You don't control the viewer's response to the intent of the image. But there is all these things that we have to pull together into a photograph. And if you actually layer on the number of decisions you have to make as a photographer, it's pretty complex. You have cameras and lenses and lighting options. You have where to position things in the frame, depth of field, all these different components. And even though at its core, a photograph is nothing but simply light and gesture, tones, color, and textures pulled together to create this seemingly three-dimensional world on a two-dimensional object, all of that energy, all of those decisions can sometimes get to be really complicated in your own mind, resulting in a more complicated image. And so I think for me, one of the things I'm taking away from what Charlie said was really taking a look at what's happening with the camera, what's happening at the moments in front of the camera, and trying to distill that down to be the absolute essence of what it needs to be. Nothing more, nothing less. And it's interesting because one of the things I've taught people about working with artificial lights or with multiple lights is that if you can do it with zero artificial light, do that. Use only natural light. If you have to add a light, add only one light at a time. Don't go add 10 lights and attempt to create the photograph because everything you add creates an additional layer of complexity. And I think even in my street work and in my landscape work, I need to take that to heart and really think about what does it mean to have the simplicity, even when I'm not thinking about artificial lights, even when I'm not thinking about bringing things into the studio, but out on the street, what are those truly simple compositions? What are those truly simple moments that can be captured? And in a lot of ways, I think that might be some of what the decisive moment was about. I think it might be some of what, you know, the really amazing photographs we held over time are about. I think it's one of the things that drives Michael Kenna's work. I think it's one of the things that's driven some of Gordon Park's work. I think it's some of the things that's driven a lot of different photographers' work, is driving down to that simple essence of what's in front of the camera lens. That notion of simplicity also got me thinking a little bit more about some other aspects of my creative life. And I have this quote by the Buddha that I absolutely love, which says, "Silence is an empty space. Space is the home of an awakened mind." And I love that photograph because I think it's one of the areas that really reminds me of one of the issues with my own creativity that I've realized over time and over experience. And unfortunately, I find myself drifting back into kind of a chaotic state, rather than staying at that very simple space state. My partner in life, Lori, and I talk about this all the time, that you cannot add anything if the glass is full. You can't add anything to the space if the space is already full. So you have to continually be in a purging, exercising out your demons, clearing off the cabinets, donating books that don't get read. So anything that's not being used has to leave. In my own life, when I've realized that I've had a creative block or creative ickiness in my life where I just haven't really gotten forward, if I actually walk into my creative spaces, my dark room, my office, my camera bag, they're in complete disarray. They're in complete shambles. I've got stuff piled up on my desk. I've got piles upon piles. The camera bag has things just shoved in there from different trips. The dark room has things that haven't been cleaned up. So everything's kind of in this state of disarray. And in my prior life, I had chaos at my desk. I could easily work in my old IT job. I had piles where I knew exactly where things were, and that chaos seemed to help me fuel my own energy of living in that chaotic world. But my creativity is not about that chaos. It's not about that randomness that happens. So I have to have these empty spaces, these empty surfaces. And when I forget about that, I think some of that creative block comes in because there's no room for my creativity. I've, in effect, pushed it away from the table. I've pushed it out of the camera bag because there's no room for anything. So over this past week, as I've been feeling like I'm just not quite as productive as I'd like to be, I've really taken to cleaning out my office, removing everything from the desk, only putting back the bare essentials, those things that actually create moments of inspiration that I look at and that I love. Everything else is finding a different home, whether it's being donated, whether the broken electronics are being recycled or whatever it is, but space is being made for the creativity. Same thing with the camera bag. I've emptied out every one of the camera bags, all the storage cases, and everything that's not being used is going to find a new home, and everything is getting organized. Everything is getting put back into its place. And I can already feel a weight being lifted from my shoulders because I'm no longer having to dive into my camera bag and get upset because I can't figure out where something is. Creativity thrives at its core when it is uninterrupted and able to move forward and express itself without frustration and without anger. And for me, digging into that camera bag was really causing me to get frustrated because I couldn't find what I was looking for. Darkroom was the same way. Everything in my darkroom normally has a place where it lives. It has a labeled spot where it lives. If somebody asks me, hey, where do I find sodium thiosulfate? I can tell them it's on the second shelf, third bottle from the left. However, over the last several months, as I've been working down there, things have just kind of gotten piled up. So not being able to find what I was looking for was really a problem down there as well, particularly because I've been working in a couple of different processes that require a complete flip of the darkroom. Requires a completely different set of chemistry, a completely different set of trays, the whole thing. And so having that disorganization, I think, really caused me to step back and miss out on an opportunity. I also think that's one of the reasons that people struggle with their digital assets. I'm currently teaching a Lightroom class, and one of the biggest pieces of feedback I've gotten from that class is it's really great to start to see how to organize my digital photographs, how to organize my digital assets. And I think people recognize that when they're not organized in their digital asset space, it's hard for them to continue to push forward with their creativity. It's hard for them to be able to edit, sequence, and find their work and make themselves create really more interesting work because they're so caught up in how to stay organized and how to stay, you know, clean with what they're creating. If you are struggling at all with your creativity, I would encourage you to go look at all the spaces where you experience creativity, all the places where you create, and see how do those fit with your sensibility. I know artists who completely thrive in chaos. They love things to be random. They have things piled up everywhere, and they create their greatest creativity in that way. If you're that way and somebody's come through and cleaned your studio, mess it back up. If you're a person who needs clean, you need space, you're like me, you need space for things to come into your life, clean out the office, clean off all the surfaces, make room for things to come in. Because I think one of the things you'll find is that it's not just physical space you're creating when you clean up, you're also creating mental space. You're removing the angst of not being organized, not having things cleaned up, not having things put away, not knowing where your camera gear is. And you're allowing what was a concern to now be occupied by creativity. I also think if you've got a chance to go in and really look at what's going on in your digital assets, how you're organizing, how you're collecting, how you're cleaning up, and accept where you're at and decide what is the organization system you need. Maybe you don't need to have thousands of keywords and folders and dates and all of that. Maybe you can thrive in a different system or whatever that is. But I encourage you to really think about how to make the most of the space you have to allow that creativity in. So I hope I've given you a few things to think about, at least through the lessons I've been experiencing this week as I've been attempting to get the whirlwind of my office cleaned up and the dark room. Good luck. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful creative week. And that with the space you create, you also get a much more awakened mind. You can always find us up on iTunes. You can find us on the web at www.theperceptivephotographer.com. And don't forget, if you're headed down to Photoshop World in July, I would love to see you there. We can grab a cup of coffee or just catch up, take a look at each other's work or whatever's going on there. That'd be great. Have a great week, and I'll see you next time.